Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, all right. It is another night here in the Punch Bowl. And you're on the line here at with myself and Sharifa as we celebrate Thanksgiving evening. And it is totally Thanksgiving. And it's been a very interesting day for me because I have literally been sleeping most of the day. And I know that's not something I, as a matter of fact, I literally just woke up to do this show, literally. And I've been so just like tired all day. I don't even know what's going on with me. And I've just been just like tired all day. I've been just like, whoa. And I don't know. It's one of those days where I've kind of, I'm just going to share this with you because I know I'm always usually on and I'm always usually, but it's one of those days where I'm totally not on and I've kind of been just sleeping. You know, I've just kind of been like out of it today. And I know probably a lot of other people have probably been kind of been the same way and kind of probably have experienced that today, just sleeping off and on. I haven't watched any football games. I haven't watched any, I haven't watched any TV. As a matter of fact, every time I try to put a movie on, I fall right to sleep and it just, really amazing. And I've been like, oh, wow, you know, I've been just like having just like a really down moment. I haven't called anybody today, which is unusual for a guy who gets 200 calls almost every day. And I haven't really called anyone today. And I really have been just, I've really just been enjoying the ability to sleep. So, what do you feel about that? The Sharifa is on the line. She's here, and it's just pretty cool.
Wow. So basically, while I was working all day, you were asleep. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I was looking forward and looking out for the stockholders and make sure, you know, everything is happening and moving.
I don't think you were doing
clear.
All that. I'm just saying
I was making sure we get the message out.
Right. Okay. I could give you that, but
right.
I don't know if you were doing all that. I'm just saying that for me today, it's been a very
relaxing.
A very relaxing, very wonderful, just relaxing day, and it's just been. What else can I tell you? I know we're supposed to be on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
We're supposed to be on, and on today. I don't want to say I'm off my game, but I'm telling you, I'm totally just like, you know, totally just shut down. I'm in down mode. I'm not down. I'm just in down mode. I don't know, because you've never really seen me in down mode, have you?
No, I've seen you in down mode. I've seen you in every mode there is to see. I've seen. But this
I don't
is
think
not
you've
about
seen me. Every mode there is.
I've
to
seen
see.
Every mode. But this is not about me. It's not about the Sharifa. It's about the stockholders. And I think, again, we're going to bring this back to the stockholders, okay? Not
okay,
back
I'm
to a, me,
I'm
but back to the stockholders. Because I think, again, this is another example of a CEO who is showing his human side. I mean, everything about even doing the show, I mean, we had so many people who, well, not so many people, I won't say that, but we have had a few people, a couple of people who have said, you know, he's the CEO, he's supposed to be doing this, he's supposed to be doing that, and they put you in a box and they put you in a category, and instead you say, you know what, I don't want to be in that category. I want to talk to people. And it's just really interesting because you give them a phone and you're like, I'm tired. I've been asleep all day. You know, and what everybody, what I'm hearing is, you know, don't you ask them, you know, you don't tell the people that. But, hey, it's just another side of you. So I think it's cool.
So I tell you what's been happening through social media.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been happening through social media is that there's this video circulating about Punch TV Studios in social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite an interesting video. It's gotten, I don't know, I think to date, I was trying to see if I could see that right now. I was trying to see if I could 40, see it 000. Right now. Oh, the guy has got over 40,000 views right now?
Yes.
So there's this guy, he's got a beard, he's on the internet, he's on social media, and like over 40,000 people have watched this video. And I'm like, wow.
And this that's guy, just in the last week.
And that's in 1 week. Over 40,000 people this week have watched this video. It is absolutely an amazing thing to see because I don't know, let me see. I don't know if we've ever had a video go out like that where, you know, where I don't think there's ever been a video on social media that got 40,000 or 40-something thousand views before. And I've just been really interested, like, wow, that video's got 40-something thousand
and
views.
It's still going.
It's still going. People are like looking at this video and they're like wowed by this video. And I'm trying to see, you know, I'm looking at the guy and I'm actually on the Facebook right now and I'm looking at the video and I'm looking at the guy, you know, and you know he's really giving us an endorsement, which I think that's wonderful. I think it's wonderful for people to give us an endorsement. He put the endorsement in his own words, and he talks about how he owns other businesses, mm-hmm. and he talks about how he owns a catering truck and a laundromat and some things like that. But he thought it was very important for him to be a part owner of Punch TV Studios too, and I really like how this video is really connecting. It's really connecting in ways that I personally have tried to connect, but this video is really connecting. It's like, wow, you know, it's really, really connecting. And so I'm like, what's going on that's making it connect like that? You know, what do you think it is? What do you think people are seeing in that video?
I mean, we have so many different videos. I mean, we've been, you know, sharing videos for years. But I think the reason that people connect with this video to a certain extent is, like, for so many people like myself, it's like the story of my life. Now, you know, I've done marketing for years. I've done PR for years. I've gone to different meetings. And I've attended. Now, hear me when I say I've attended meetings where people have come to the meeting to meet me. They came to see me. And then when they get there and there's other people in the room, they're looking around, they're talking to these other people, you know, and I'm speaking and they're kind of treating me like I'm the help. You know, it's like the spook that said, what is it? The spook that said behind the door? What is
Yeah, I know that movie. I actually just watched it a little bit.
I'm trying to remember.
The spook that said by the door. Yeah, I actually watched it a little bit, dude.
Yeah, I mean, so often we judge a book by its cover, and I think that's what that's what is resonating with people more than his beard or more than what he says. I think the overall theme of not judging a book by its cover is what is resonating with people. So, like, when I go to meetings, you know, they've heard my name, they heard what I have done, but they haven't seen me. So when they're like, oh, you're Sharifa, and they're surprised because they thought I was somebody completely different. Or when I meet with people or I speak to people and I tell them, oh, you know, I do IT, I do marketing, I do SEO, I do all these different things, and they look at me like, how could this little black girl do all these different things? So I think that the people are really just connecting with the fact that when you start the video and when you look at this guy, there's no way you would have imagined that this guy owns several businesses. And so it's the same thing with Punch TV Studios. Now, all of the stockholders aren't African American. We have quite a few stockholders that are other races, you know.
We have a lot of stockholders that are different races, right, yeah.
Right. But when, you know, when you see that this man can be a stockholder, it, you know, it encourages people to say, you know what, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be a business owner. I want to go and get my Punch TV Studio stock. So not only has that video had so many views, but, I mean, I may be wrong. You know, again, we've seen a lot of videos, but I commented on video as well. I mean, everybody's just chiming in. I got mine. And when you look at people and you look at them at face value, you wouldn't look at them and go, okay, yeah, he's a stockholder
in
some company.
Right.
Yeah, she's a stockholder in a company. So it's just changing the way, exactly what you did with Punch TV is you're changing the way the world sees us. And that's what President Obama did with the Jobs Act. He changed the group of people that are allowed to be investors now. So I really think that that's what's connecting and what's resonating with people with this video. And I personally, I have watched this video at least a few times a day. It doesn't change. He doesn't say anything different. But I just like to watch it.
So you like the video with the guy. He's really talking to you. Or you
yes.
feel like he's really talking to you. And you like it. You feel
I like
he's really
that,
like he's really connecting.
Well, I like that he caught me off guard. I think that's what I like, that he caught me off guard because I had no idea what he was gonna talk about. And then when he started talking, and, you know, I'm a business owner, and I own multiple businesses, and I own this, and I own that. I'm like, hey, dude, are you single? You know what I mean? You got a woman? Cause, I mean, that's the kind of guy that I'm looking for. But, hey, I'm sorry. That's just me. That was my personal, the Sharifa side. But that's what connected to me, because you got a guy who's obviously working. He's doing his thing. He's building for the future. And guess what? He's a Punch TV Studio stockholder. So I think really relate to that.
Yeah, I think people are really connecting in a really good way with that. And I've been surprised, you know. I've been truly and just completely surprised. I mean, just really, really, really surprised. And so I've just been like, wow, you know, like 40-something thousand views in a week. And they're growing. And I'm like, whoa. And so I'm really pushing the word out there to let people know that you could become a part owner of Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. For only $1 per share, you could become a part owner of a company that's going to do major things in media. I mean, we are going to just do major things in media. We're going to develop new movies, new television shows. We're going to put movies out to license everywhere. We're going to do those kinds of things like that. And it's just going to be just like completely and totally awesome, just like totally and completely awesome. And I'm excited about it. I'm completely and just totally excited about it. I want to tell everyone. To visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. When you go to our website, you'll be able to, you know, take a look at what we're doing, see some wonderful things, see some of the people that are with us, see our filings on the SEC's website, and take a look at that. And you know, it's really good. It's really awesome, really, and just really, really completely awesome. So we're going to take a quick break right now, and we're going to be right back after this.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
All right, and we are back, and I just think that, again, we've been talking about the video. And
but there's some other cool
really,
videos, too.
There's some other cool videos, and I'm not knocking. I mean, there's a guy, he's online, and he buys stock. I wouldn't say he's a stockbroker, but he buys and sells stock, so obviously he's probably a day trader. But even this day trader is saying, you know what, I need to be a part owner in Punch TV Studios. And I think that's really cool. It's really cool how people are posting videos now talking about how they want to be a part owner, or they are happy that they're being part owner. And then what's also happening is all the responses that these people, that so many people are responding to. People are like, hey, I bought me 1,000 and I got me 1,000, or you should get you 1,000, or I got to get mine, or I'm getting mine. You know, that response has just been awesome, you know, which I think is just, it's just been just really completely and totally amazing. I really love it.
Couple.
I really, really do. You know, what are the,
like
couple,
the couple?
What are the couple? This is online, right? This is a,
yes, I like
saying,
the couple online.
They're online.
The one
they're online.
Who compared you to Ted Turner. I thought that was awesome.
So there's a couple out there,
one?
You're saying, And they're saying they're comparing me to Ted Turner. That's a great company to be in. That's a great company. Certainly, Ted Turner was a trailblazer, and he started, what is it, TNT, TBS, CNN.
CNN,
you know, and he started all those different networks, and he that gave him the boost that he needed to. I mean, they, you know, his dad gave him a boost. And that helped him achieve his objective. And I think that it's awesome that people see me in the light of the way they see Ted Turner. I think that's really, really awesome. I think it's awesome. And I'm honored. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm honored to have that comparison. I could be the black Ted Turner. What do you think?
No, I can see that. I just thought it was so cool. I mean, I like the fact that, you know, when we opened the doors and we invited people to share their story, because I think that, you know, from a company perspective, we're like, buy the stock, buy the stock, buy the stock, buy the stock. And that's great, you know, but then when, you know, people are like, I wonder if anybody else is buying the stock. So then you have people who are coming out and supporting it, you know, and saying, hey, this is why I purchased my stock. This is why. I mean, but it's not just the videos. It's the posts. It's the comments. It's the response. The one that I like, you know, because I always had to bring it back to me, that I thought was so cool was the one on the bookie about the radio show last night. Like, I thought that was cool to say that we were doing a
post. The post on the bookie.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
The post
because,
on the bookie. Cool.
Because you've been – we've been doing the show, and we did the show last night where we didn't even have any guests on the show. And we did the show, right? And then
right.
We've got these posts in response where one guy's like, well, I really am glad you guys just did the show like that because I learned so much. I learned so much. And I was
right.
like, you know, and I was like, wow, really? He's like, yeah, I learned a lot about that. So maybe we should be doing more educational type things, but it's so much information to absorb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until
mm-hmm.
You could say the same thing over and over and over again, and it's so much information to absorb until you just don't know. You know, you just can't get it all in one thing. It's just so much to absorb. You just can't get it all in one thing. You just can't get
it. Yeah, but I just like what we're doing. You know, I like that yesterday wasn't forced. It just happened because we just had so much information to share that we didn't have time for guests. And then that wound up being one of the best shows we've done. You know what I mean? That's what's really interesting. It's just very natural. It's fun. It's informative. It's educational. But it's authentic. And I think that's what resonates with people. And everything that Punch TV Studios is doing, from the social media to Nabuki to the comments, everything is authentic. So people are saying, hey, you know what? This is something that I want to be a part of.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And I think that that's important. I think it's so important because you get a chance to you get a chance to be a part of an IPO. And what I've been saying is that being a part of an IPO is such an exclusive club. It's like you don't get this opportunity all the time, and you know, and it resonates in that way. You know, you don't get this opportunity all the time. So you being a part of an IPO is so special because very few people, period, get a chance to be a part of an IPO and be a part of that IPO before the stock begins trading on Wall Street, because the likelihood of financial return and success is more likely if you can buy into the company before it begins trading on Wall Street. And trading on Wall Street for Punch TV Studios is just like the next step. It's like a step away. We're like one step away from trading on Wall Street right now. If we wrapped up the IPO tomorrow, we could be trading on Wall Street before the end of the month, if that's what we desired to do. But what we are accomplishing is so special and so wonderful and so miraculous. It's like completely and totally awesome, and people get a chance to be a part of this company from its infancy. You get a chance to be a part of the company from the beginning, from before anybody else, and you get a chance to do this, and you can embrace this and then grow with our company. It's going to take us a few years to generate $1 billion in revenue. It's going to take a few years to do that because we're starting at zero. To go from zero to $1 billion in revenue is going to take a few years. It's no other way to describe it. It's no other way to suggest that it's going to happen or to come about. It's going to take a few years for that to happen. So we're looking for shareholders and stockholders who want to get into this with us and give us time to grow the company, right? So you're already, when we begin trading, you know, you're already going to make a profit. I really believe that. I don't think that we're going to go into this and and our shareholders are not going to profit. I think they truly are going to profit. But give our company an opportunity to grow, and then we're going to do some really, really, really special things over 3 years. And 3 years is not a long time for an investment to mature. That's not a very long time. You might think of it as a long time, but it's not a very, very, very long time. And one of the things that I was saying earlier on an earlier show was we already have TV stations. We're not trying to get TV stations on the air. We're not. So you get to invest in a company that already has TV stations that's broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We're doing this already. So we already have TV stations. So, and you're getting involved in a company that's already on the move. We're already producing television shows. We're not like, we're going to produce TV shows. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. No, we're already producing TV shows. We're already doing these things that that you would want to see from a company. And then the other part of this is you're able to purchase stock at $1 per share. How powerful is that? You're able to become a part of our company, invest in our company, and only spend $1 per share to do it. So you can become an investor for a couple hundred dollars investment. It could really be one of those things that could change your financial, that could change your financial life. And I really believe that it can. And I really believe that together as a company body, as a body of shareholders, as a body of officers, as a body of directors, I believe that we could really accomplish something in the world of media that just hasn't been done and no one else is doing it or even attempting to do it that I'm aware of, that are even attempting to do it that I know of. And we can do this. You know, we can really, really, really do this. And that's why I'm really excited about that. That's why I'm really excited about what we're doing. And I'm really excited to have opened this opportunity to the community. And what happens is that you get into a stock when the company is just starting and you don't even know where that stock is going to go. We take a stock, for instance, like Berkshire Hathaway, and I had a conversation with a lady, with a young lady who says, hey, you know, she called me and she says, hey, Mr. Collins, I'm going to invest $2,000 in your company because I had a chance to invest in Berkshire Hathaway when the stock was $1,000 a share. When the stock was $1,000 a share, I had a chance to invest in that company, and my friends and my family discouraged me. She said my aunt was like, that's the dumbest thing you could ever do. And she said, I had $10,000, and I was going to invest $10,000 in Berkshire Hathaway. And she said her family told her that that was the dumbest thing that she could do. Why would you do that? You're just going to throw your money away. You're going to throw your money down the tube. What if you lose your money? What if you invest $1,000 for a share and it goes down to $500? And this is what her family told her. You know, and guess what? Berkshire Hathaway stock today is trading over $200,000 per share. You know, you don't know what's going to happen with a stock. There, and she would have been a part of that elite stock group. Berkshire Hathaway has two kinds of stock. They have their stock for their primary shareholder, which is the ones that started, were able to get in when Warren Buffett was really just starting. And then they have a tracking stock, which is a B. They have a tracking stock B, and I think their tracking stock B is still in the $400 range. But I know for a fact right now that the primary stock is at $230,000, $237,000 a share. You know, and that's amazing. So if she would have invested that $10,000, that $10,000 today would have made her over over $2.3 million. So you don't know what's going to happen with a stock. I mean, you took another stock like Samsung. Samsung, everybody got Samsung phones. Everybody got Samsung phones. And people you know, the Samsung phones, the people got those phones, they have that right there, and they got those Samsung phones. And guess what? There was a time where you could have bought Samsung stock for a little of nothing, realistically. You know, you could have got it for a little of nothing. And now Samsung stock is trading at $1,640,000 per share. So if you would have just had 100 shares of Samsung stock when you could have got it super dirt cheap, right? If you'd have just had 100 shares of that, you would have over $100 million at your disposal that you can get, that you can cash in, that you can go get out of your thing. If you have $100 million at your disposal, you can change your community. You could change your community. You could change you could change a school. You could sponsor the school that your children go to make sure that they have all of the books, that the school has all of the books to provide a better education for your children. You can make sure that you're with that kind of wealth in our community. We can make sure that certain things happen in our community and really begin to take back our community from the local community level. But you got to have the wealth to do that. And if you would have just had an opportunity to invest in Samsung when Samsung stock was a little of nothing, and if you would have just had 100 shares of Samsung, you would have over $100 million right now. And those are the kinds of things that happen in the stock market. Those are the kinds, everybody tells everybody to Google. Am I right?
You're right.
How often do you tell people, you say, oh, well, Google it, right? You
every
say
day.
Google it. People say Google it every day, right? But you
right.
could have bought Google stock dirt cheap. When Google first started out and Google was a word that was just in somebody's mind and Google didn't even make sense, you didn't even know what Google was, you know what I mean, where it was dirt cheap, you could have got Google stock for nothing. And today Google stock is at over $700 per share. And you could have got Google stock for nothing, for a little of nothing. And so this is what we're doing with Punch TV Studios. Right now, our stock is not cheap. Our stock is just inexpensive. It's not cheap. It's just inexpensive, right? And there's a difference between cheap and inexpensive. Expensive means that you got something of quality at a great price. That's inexpensive. Cheap is you got something that wasn't even worth nothing, and you paid a lot of money for nothing. Or you paid a little money for nothing because you knew it wasn't going to do anything anyway. So our stock is not cheap. We just created it so that it's inexpensive so that the community would have an opportunity to acquire enough shares. Now, we could have set the stock price at $5 a share. We could have opted to set it at $20 a share. We could have opted to set it at $50 a share, $30 a share when we opened up. And so, for instance, if we had set the price at $20 a share, and you invest $100, you would only end up with 5 shares of stock. But we opted to set it at $1 a share. So you invest $100, you now get 100 shares of stock. That road on purpose. We took that road on purpose. We're reaching out to the community on purpose, and we're doing it that way because I believe that people want to change their financial lives. I believe that, and I believe that this is a way for you to change your financial life. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
So it's amazing the things that are happening for us right now. Is this your first time, Trooper? Is this your first time being a part of owning stock in a company? Is this your first time?
It is not.
Okay. So you've owned stock in a company before. What was the experience for you owning stock in a company before? What was it like?
It wasn't really an experience, because I started up a company, and I was there. This company literally started in a garage, and I was there for about a year or so before they actually got their stock and their stock options. And as an employee, we were just given stock options, you know, as a part of our package. So it wasn't one of those things that we had to pay for, one of those things that we had to think about. It was just, but it was something that definitely made us work harder, because we wanted our stock to pay off. We wanted that return on, you know, what we, I won't say investment, but our sweat equity. We wanted that return on our sweat equity and everything that we have put into the company.
Wow. Now, did the company actually start trading?
That I don't know. I never followed up with it. I don't believe so. So I didn't go down that route with the company. But I do know that I was excited that I had some stock. Because the company actually had stock, I felt like this company was going to go somewhere. I mean, especially since
right.
we started in a garage. So when you are in a garage, picture it, Sicily. No, I'm just kidding. But it was a garage in Gardena. And then they got this office building in El Segundo in the Xerox building. So you go from the garage to El Segundo. So you know the tone is that we have arrived, that we're here, that this company is going places, that we're growing. And so, and we had stock in the company, so we definitely knew that this company was going to pay off. And I stopped really following the company because they relocated to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So that was the only company that I actually had stock in the company.
Wow. So you're not even sure if they have even began trading or not. So if they have actually filed their registration with the SEC and they're beginning trading, you could actually literally be sitting on a mint and just don't know it if they're actually trading.
Which I doubt.
If they're actually trading.
That's another story. We'll probably look into that and figure that out and realize that I've been rich my whole life and didn't know
it. You've been rich and didn't even know it. You know, and those are the kinds of things that something like that happened with my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother bought stock in Sears. At the time, Sears was not called just Sears. Sears was called Sears and Roebuck.
Right.
Sears and Roebuck. People probably don't know that. But Sears used to be Sears and Roebuck and Company. That used to be the name. Now we just call it Sears. But then it was Sears and Roebuck and Company.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother said, you know, I think I just want to buy a little few shares of stock in Sears and Roebuck. a company just to see what'll happen. I'm just really curious to see what'll happen. Now, when my grandmother bought her stock, right? My grandmother never sold her stock. I mean, she literally had the stock certificate, and she never sold her stock. And she, as a matter of fact, you know, and she bought it for pennies. I mean, she literally bought Sears and Roebuck for pennies. And people don't think that you can make money with penny stocks, and you really can, because you don't know when a penny stock is going to break out. And so she bought Sears and Roebuck for a little or nothing. I mean, it was so cheap. It was just incredible. But for that time when she bought, it was a lot of money. Right, so she bought a lot of shares of stock at Sears and Roebuck for like $50. But when she bought, $50 was like a lot of money. I mean, you're thinking about people that used to make $3 an hour, and that was a good salary.
Mm-hmm.
But she bought Sears and Roebuck. And she held Sears and Roebuck all her life. She never would sell her Sears and Roebuck stock. I actually saw the Sears and Roebuck stock certificate that my grandmother had, and she actually would not sell that stock. And so I was thinking about it. I forget how many actual shares that she has, but I'm thinking she has like 20,000 shares of Sears and Roebuck stock, something like that she had. And I was looking today, and it's like Sears and Roebuck is trading over $13 a share. So my grandmother bought this stock, and she bought Sears and Roebuck basically because she shopped there. And Sears and Roebuck was one of the few stores where if you were African-American, you could shop at Sears and Roebuck and not be harassed. And it was also one of the few stores that had a Sears and Roebuck catalog. And so she would shop from the catalog, or she would go down to Sears and Roebuck. And that's how she got her stock. And she got a lot of shares of stock. I think it's over 20,000 shares of stock at Sears and Roebuck, but it was Sears and Roebuck. And just because the company name changed, I don't mean that the stock died. It's just that the company name changed, the stock moved over to that, right? And my grandmother, she had a little fortune with just her Sears and Roebuck stock. And that's just amazing. It was just absolutely amazing, you know? And if I'm not mistaken, when she finally sold a part of her Sears and Roebuck stock, she sold a part of her Sears and Roebuck stock, and she bought a house. And when she bought a house, she paid cash for the house. Of course, when she sold her stock, Sears and Roebuck stock was up way high, so she sold off some of her stock, and she bought her house. And at the time, you could get a house in L.A. for like, you know, $30,000, and that was a really nice house in Los Angeles. And so she sold her Sears and Roebuck stock and bought her a $30,000 house, which she lived in until she passed away. And I think these are the kinds of things that a small investment could really change your life. And I look forward to, as a CEO, I look forward to seeing these things happen for people in the urban community. So you can take a small investment. Let's say you invest $1,000. You take a small investment, and you never know what can happen with that stock. It's my objective as a CEO of Punch TV Studios, and I'm just saying this because, you know, we're not supposed to tell you, as a general rule, you don't put out there what you think the stock is going to trade for. But you can have these conversations in your shareholders meeting and in the stockholders meeting. But as a general rule, you don't talk about what you think the stock is going to trade for. But what I will say is this. We are planning to apply to be on the NASDAQ. One of the things that we're going to do at Punch TV Studios is that we're going to apply to get Punch TV Studios on the NASDAQ. In order to be on the NASDAQ, you have to have a stock price that is at least $4 a share minimum. You don't even want to be at the minimum. You want to be like $5, $6, $7 a share so that, you know, shares go up and down, but you don't want to dip below the minimum. You want to maintain at the minimum. And so my objective coming out of the shareholders meeting that we're going to have coming out of the shareholders meeting, my objective is to file with the NASDAQ so that we can begin trading on NASDAQ. And if I'm telling you that we've got to have a share price of at least $5 a share, just to use a minimum number, and so if you're buying your stock at $1 a share and we've got to have a share price of $5 a share, that already shows you that there's a little bit of a spread there just because of what we're attempting to do as a company, where we want to trade, the platform we want to trade on, the way we want to trade, and what we want to do as a company. And that should just tell you something like that. That should just tell you that, wow, this is a company that's really on a move. Here's a company that already has TV stations up and rolling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week across the country. Here's a company that's already developing television shows and movies. It's already doing it right now. Here's a company that's already broadcasting 24 hours, 7 days a week. And now here's a company that is planning to apply to be on the NASDAQ so that our shareholders will have maximum opportunity to sell their stock when they get ready. The other part of what we're doing is, and this is like one of the things that I get excited mostly about. The other thing that the other part of this that we're doing is that we're projected to do revenues of $1 billion, $500 million to $1 billion in revenues. But I'm pushing for us to do revenues of $1 billion by year three. I'm pushing, and I'm going to build a team to get that done by year three. I'm going to, as soon as we close the IPO and we've sold our 50 million shares of stock, I'm going to put together a team of people who are going to deliver the content that's going to get us that $1 billion in revenue. When we hit that $1 billion in revenue, all of the big guys, all of the big investment banking funds, all of the big mutual funds, all of these guys are now going to come in and they're going to be trying to buy up our stock. I can guarantee you that much. Because we hit $1 billion and we're on a roll, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the stock to go up. And that's why we have such a phenomenal business plan. We have such a phenomenal business thing because we're going to put pressure on the stock to rise, because when we hit $1 billion in revenue, when we hit $1 billion in revenue, the big guys, the big guns, the people who will buy a company for $4 or $5 billion, they're going to come in and they're going to put pressure on our shareholders. Please sell me your stock. Please sell me your stock. Please sell me your stock. And if our shareholders hold, it's going to drive up the price of the stock. It's just going to keep driving up the price of the stock. And if we're doing what we're supposed to do as a company, we're going to drive up the price of the stock. We're going to drive up the price of the stock. We're going to drive up the price of the stock by executing the thing that we're already doing. And you as a shareholder and shareholders, you get to be a part of this right now. You get to be a part of this today. You get to be a part of this while the company is small. You get to be a part of this while Punch TV Studios is in its parenthetical garage. You know, people don't realize that. We are in our parenthetical garage. We don't have a big glass corporate office right now. We don't have the glamour that goes along with the entertainment right now. We don't have any. But what we do have is we have a lot of great equipment, and we're turning out great products. But we are certainly in our garage stage. And that's when you want to buy a company. You want to buy a company when the company is in the garage. That's what makes the difference. That's how we get this done. That's how we sell this company. That's how we make this move. That's how you make wealth for yourself. That's how you build a future for your family. That's how you build a future for your children, because you take a risk. And you invest in a company that's on the move already. And we are on the move already. You know, and I try to post videos on Nabuki so that people could see what we're doing. Nabuki, NABUKIE.com. I try to post videos on Nabuki so people can see what we're doing. So people can be like, wow, you know, I didn't know they were doing all this. I didn't know that they were a part of this. I didn't know that these things were going on. And so that's one of the things that we're doing so that people will know that we're very serious. We are doggone serious. We are darn serious about creating a multi-billion dollar company. We're serious about that, and we're serious about giving the community an opportunity to be a part owner of this. When you buy stock in a company, part owner. You're not just, oh, I bought some shoes from a store and I got these shoes. No, you are a part owner of the company. You are a owner of the company. So now that also gives you, you should be proud to be a part owner of a company and be proud to be part owner of a company that you are a part of the IPO at the same time. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more after this.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
That's
TVstudios.com.
Well, go ahead.
Mr. Collins, you woke up. You were tired and everything. It's your long day. By the end of the show, you preaching. The pastor comes out. You like, get the stock. Get it now. We're going to make this money. So, yes, I'm excited. But you know what excites me more than the and this is true. Like, I'm being sincere. What excites me more than the money I'm going to receive, I'm just excited by what we're doing right now. I'm excited every day when I go to work. I'm excited, you know, and I'm 40 years old. It's been a long time since I was excited about going to a job or going to work or, you know, for a company. So to be a part of a company that is literally changing history, I mean, I think that's huge. And I think that why the main reason you're going to wind up where you're going is because the things that you are doing today, I mean, the people are just rallying around you. I mean, we talked about endorsements. I mean, the Tom Joyner Morning Show was talking about us yesterday. And that wasn't an infomercial or advertisement. It's just that people are hearing the buzz. They're creating the buzz. I mean, even tonight, it's Thanksgiving. We're working. We're here doing the show, you know. And I even, you know, said, okay, I don't know. Should we do a show on Thanksgiving? And you said, you know what? The people are relying on us. The people are here. They want to hear us. We came, we did the show, we have people on the line listening. I mean, we have people in the chat room. I definitely want to give a shout out to Nurses Rock. So, I mean, it's because of what you're doing today that's going to make a difference in 3 years.
I agree with you 100%. I think we're taking steps that no other company on the planet is doing. And when I say this, people think that I'm literally being that I'm just saying something, but it's actually the truth. no other company on the planet is doing what we're doing right now, reaching out to the urban community and saying this is an opportunity for us to take back our community and do it with finances. This is an opportunity mm-hmm. for us to build wealth for our children. This is an opportunity mm-hmm. for us to leave a financial legacy. This is an opportunity for us to improve our schools. We can go down.
A lot of people are talking.
You're talking. You're talking, but there has to be some
right.
action with the talking.
Right.
You're talking, and you're talking. Let me tell you something. Politicians respond to money. Mm-hmm. It just the way it is. It's the way the political system works. If you can help them get elected, and you got that, and you're putting money behind them, and you're doing these kinds of things, they're going to definitely listen to you. They're going to listen to us because that's what they respond to. It is just a political fact. Even when they can almost predict the race of a candidate, depending on how much, if they're going to win or lose, depending on how much money they have or how much money they have. We have to position ourselves now so that we can lobby Congress and hit Congress where it hurts in their pocketbooks because we have such a strong lobby. The only way that we're going to get a strong lobby is we have to have the financial wherewithal in order to do that. This builds that financial wherewithal. This is a step in the direction of building the financial wherewithal. We're waiting on the government to improve our schools, but if you could endow a school and improve that local school from elementary all the way up to 12th grade, you can improve your local schools if you have the money and the foresight to do it. So it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to actually do it. And we're doing it at Punch TV Studios, and you can join us. Go to our website, punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Check out what we're doing. Go to the Invest Now button. Invest $1,000. It's not going to hurt you. Invest $1,000. Let it ride for 3 years. And I believe that we are going to show you a phenomenal return on investment. You're buying the stock at $1 a share, purchase 1,000 shares of stock, and we're going to show you a phenomenal return on investment. And we've made it really, really easy. And then we're going to take the next steps after this. But first, let's make up in our mind as a community that we're going to sell out this IPO. We're going to buy out this IPO, and we're going to close this thing out as a community. And we're going to tell our friends, we're going to tell our families, we're going to tell people, hey, get off your can and buy at least 1,000 shares of this company. Get off your can and go do it. You can do it. You can do it. If you can't buy 1,000, buy a couple hundred shares, buy 10,000 shares. Get involved in what we're doing because it'll change your life. My life has already been changed, so now I'm trying to change your life. It will change your life. So I think that this is great for a Thanksgiving night. I want to thank everybody for joining us on the show tonight. It's been a really good show. I actually ended up really enjoying the show. I want everybody to join us tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, same time, wherever you are in the world. Join us tomorrow, and I think we're done for the night. Have a Punch TV night. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving evening.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.